This goes to Dr. Moon, MOON, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Lynn, LYNN, Moulton, M like Mary, OULTON, like November. Date of birth, January 19th of 1949. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Moulton with the diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. His last visit was November 3rd, 2025. Since that time, he's had a colonoscopy and polypectomy, and he had cataract removal and lens replacement in both eyes done. His vision is better, he reports. He denies any kind of bleeding, no rectal bleeding, no dark stools, no blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, I'll highlight Norvasc 5 milligram daily, Candesartan 16 milligram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Jardiance 25 milligram daily. He's on Mounjaro injections weekly and inhalers for COPD. Physical exam, weight 163 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 94 and regular, and blood pressure 142 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 29th of 2026. Creatinine, slightly higher than it has been for about a year, 1.41. Estimated GFR is 51, but it was 1.43 in January of 24, so it does fluctuate. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium, 9.4. Phosphorus is 4.4. Albumin, 4.0. Hemoglobin, 12.4. Normal white count, normal platelets. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio reveals microalbuminuria at 100. Assessment and plan, 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, with fluctuating creatinine levels. We do want to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently near to goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.